This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
My name is Valkyrie Smith. I'm 16 years old, and I am dead. You probably didn't know that World War III started a long time ago in secret. It was a surprise for me too. I guess I'm sort of haunting the town I used to live in, Olympus Dale, which used to be an oh-so-traditional all-American boar fest. Now it's gotten kind of exciting, in a horrible way. There's a weird and deadly energy field surrounding the town, trapping everyone inside. My little sister Bonzi found a secret passage from my house to, well, no one knows where.
Bonzi, this is a restricted area.
Excellent.
The eerily cheerful AI on everyone's phone knows more than anyone, but is she an enemy?
Sorry, no calls can be connected outside the valley.
A few people, like my mom, are seeing ghosts. Oh, and at Moe's car lot, a group of 12-year-old super nerds, the 1952s, with the help of my brother Niels, are trying to catch the Bent Man. And now for chapter 12, grounded literally forever.
Chess, run! Over here, you horrible beast! Come get me!
No! Over here!
Niels charged into the room, waving Roman candles, drawing the Bent Man's attention. The creature fixed one huge, distorted, bulging eye on my brother. Then it advanced toward him, one arm holding the generator and the other tossing aside a showroom car parked between them. With a twisted grin, it reached for Niels, who was already backing into a corner. There was no escape from that horrible, long arm. Headlights and flashing police signals pulled into the parking lot, and the Bent Man instantly crashed its way through the back door.
Wow. Oh, all that hurt.
Are you okay, Niels?
I'm alive. You?
I'm okay. Chess? Chess, answer me! Oh no, I think it got him!
I am neither catatonic nor hypnotized. Rather, I am supremely fascinated.
Nobody move. Who's in there?
It's us! Did you see it?
See what?
The monster, you idiot!
You kids completely trashed this place.
Mom!
Niels!
Dr. Brown!
What?
Oh my goodness.
What happened here? What were those horrible noises? Were you driving most cars in here?
These kids are maniacs!
Skinny, with no shirt on, actually with his shirt wrapped and tied around his waist like a diaper, charged into the room, bellowing a fierce war cry.
For the Shire!
Oh, it's
what
Skinny!
Are you doing, child?
Doolittle, don't shoot!
In a blind battlefield frenzy, he pulled the release for the net and it fell perfectly towards Doolittle, Mom, and Credence.
You're a little late, Skinny.
The trap for the Bent Man succeeded in destroying Moe's car lot and humiliating Skinny. But it also persuaded some of the adults that the Bent Man was real. Wolf wasn't sure what to do with Niels and the 1952s. He couldn't risk them embarking on any more adventures.
Martha, thank you for letting all the kids stay here in your home tonight. Under the circumstances, I think it is our best option. I'm urgently needed at the clinic at the moment.
Of course.
Tomorrow we'll find the right way to...
What, Mom? Interrogate us?
No, mija, the right way to find out what happened.
We told you what happened.
Reina, we'll talk everything over tomorrow. Call me or your father if you need anything and we'll break away. Te quiero mucho.
Okay. I'll be fine.
Hey, and how about you, my handsome skinny bones? You'll be okay here with Martha?
I imagine so, Mother.
We're going to go track him down, son. Whoever he was.
Be careful, Mr. and Mrs. Bones. It's a monster.
So is my wife.
Don't worry, Reina. Skinny's parents are SAS troopers. Nobody messes with them.
The trail's getting cold. Let's go.
Major Wolf, we'll report in every 30.
Good luck.
Look after yourself, son.
Bye, my love.
Happy trails, parental units.
Skinny, your parents are so cool.
Indeed.
Okay, Chess, honey. Here's your laptop and headphones. Is that all you need?
This is sufficient. Thanks, Aunt Annie.
All right. How's your ticker, boy?
Still ticking.
Oh, now, don't you worry, Chesterton. Uncle Ben's got something planned to get you the help you need.
I hope it's safe and legal and logical.
Well, now, maybe there's different kinds of logic, boy. We'll see you later. I just love you.
Mrs. Smith, I'll leave Culpepper here at your disposal.
Is that to protect us, Wolf, or keep an eye on us?
Well?
Don't answer. But he better not be under any secret orders. I need to be in charge in my own home.
Corporal Culpepper, come here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you a direct order to follow any instructions given to you by Martha Smith that do not conflict with our mission. This cannot be countermanded by anyone other than myself.
Okay, sir.
Is that sufficient, Mrs. Smith?
I guess.
And I'll have regular patrols come through the neighborhood every hour.
Sir, I'd be happy to keep an eye on them as well. I could even help with the dishes.
I think we've got it covered, Doolittle. Thanks.
Captain Doolittle, I want you to personally visit each checkpoint around the perimeter. Make sure the squad leaders understand the current escalation. This could be a ragtag scare operation, but I think we're dealing with an organized, armed group. Make sure our people know how to spot the difference before they start shooting.
Yes, sir. But I'm sure I could communicate that from here.
I know the food smells good, Captain. But get going.
Yes, sir.
Skinny, you want to sample these nachos?
I'm not hungry, but I'll begrudgingly test one.
Careful! Those jalapenos are spicy. Hey, Niels, you got them peaches peeled yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now spice them thin.
You bet, Dr. Brown. Popcorn, anyone? And there are more snacks in the pantry. And we have an awesome sci-fi movie collection and a whole ton of board games.
Niels, this is not a party. You are grounded, remember? Literally forever.
I know, but we want everyone to be comfortable, don't we? Hey, guys, my dad has an amazing book collection. Want to see it?
Sure. Skinny, what are you doing?
Drinking jalapeno juice, Reyna. Care to try it, Niels? Just like lemonade. It's a well-known test of manhood.
Well-known test of stupid. Put that can down, boy. You want some milk, Skinny?
No. Okay, fine.
Captain's log. Stardate 7981.4. Believe it or not, the 1952s are all hanging out at my house. Well, we're actually kind of under house arrest, but still. Right now, we're eating snacks in Dad's old basement office. It would be so cool if we did this every day. This could be our nerd lair.
Whoa, so many books. Look, all of the original Choose Your Own Adventures.
But not in mint condition, I see.
Yeah, not with your peach cobbler fingerprints on them. Seriously, Skinny, what is wrong with you? Go find a wet wipe or something.
Whoa,
look at this, the time machine. This is a first edition.
Yeah, it was a Christmas present to my dad from General Lightfoot.
Niels, this must be worth a fortune. It's signed by H.G. Wells.
What kind of books do you have in your room, Niels? The collected works of Dr. Seuss?
I don't believe it.
Oh, in the glass case? Yeah.
Chess, do you see this? Chess, can you take your headphones off for 2 seconds?
Oh. Yes, sorry. Noise canceling.
It's an actual letter from Einstein.
To Orville Smith?
Of course not, dummy. It's a letter to one of Einstein's colleagues discussing the end of traditional space-time mechanics in favor of relativity. Oh, I'm having a fangirl moment.
Chesterton, who's your favorite scientist?
Oh, I feel like they're all part of an interconnected pantheon. But I will tell you my favorite book.
Okay.
The Silmarillion by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Really? I'm actually reading that right now.
Excellent choice, Niels. It is the greatest work of literature ever written in the English language. Though I admit, there are a few classics by authors whose last names begin with W, X, Y, and Z, which I haven't gotten to yet.
Right.
In fact, Niels, you in particular deserve to know that the Silmarillion is indeed my favorite book.
Thanks.
Niels, your courage under fire was much appreciated during our attempt to capture the bent man.
I actually almost wet my pants.
If you had, we wouldn't think any less of you.
Skinny, why did you come out wearing your shirt for a diaper?
I told you, there I was, minding my own business, when the soap dispenser exploded. It was packed with a caustic cleaning agent.
Uh-huh.
I was lucky to escape with my life.
If you'll excuse me, folks, I need to get back to my analysis of this audio file.
I really like Chess. Chesterton. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to call him by his nickname. He is one crazy kid. The way he walked right up to the bent man, that was insane. And he's nice in the weirdest way. Like, a really cool robot. I wonder why he made such a big deal about his favorite book. Maybe he was trying to give me a clue to the equation. Could his number be in the Silmarillion? Man, I'd really like to be friends with Chess, Chesterton. So, Chess, what are you listening to? I'm just getting into, classical music. Bach is really good.
Yeah, because every wannabe nerd likes classical. Too bad Bach is Baroque. Whoopsie, nice try, jock boy.
In answer to your question, Niels, I am listening to the bent man's scream.
You missed a spot, Corporal Culpepper.
Yes, ma'am.
After that, do some patrolling outside. Then you can start on the bathrooms.
Yes, ma'am.
I could get used to this. Martha, where is the bathroom cleaning stuff? Martha, where are you, girl?
Dining room.
Martha, what are you doing in here with the lights off?
Don't turn them on. Come here.
Okay, I'm coming.
Shh. What is going on? It's Doolittle.
What about him?
Look through my binoculars. He's across the street and halfway down the block.
Oh, yeah. That's him. What's he up to?
He's spying on us, Credence. I think he may have the house bugged.
Do you think that wolf put him up to it?
I don't think so. Maybe. But I specifically heard Wolf order him to visit all the checkpoints tonight. Instead, he's here!
Maybe Wolf just said that to throw you off and they're working together.
Could be. But something tells me Major Wolf is too straightforward for that.
I think you're right.
And Doolittle was definitely after the kids last night. Because he was headed to the car lot before we saw the fireworks. He must have figured out where they'd be.
Okay. So what are we gonna do?
We are gonna go grab him and interrogate him.
This is the bent man's scream to Niels, distinctly different from its scream to me.
I remember all too well when I was in the beast's grasp in deepest Mirkwood, inches from death. But someone had to stand up to it, to buy the rest of you time to escape. I was at hand.
Chess, how is this even possible? I thought the recording didn't work.
The bent man is indeed invisible to the cameras. However, the sounds he made were captured in a pristine 24-bit, 128 kilohertz waveform.
Oh, that's interesting. But why would you want to listen to it over and over again? It's the most horrible sound in the world.
As Dr. Jekyll observed, the less we understand about this farrago, the less we are in a position to judge of its importance. The truth is, I don't know why I'm so fascinated, but perhaps it's one mystery I can solve before...
Before what?
Chess, tell me honestly, how much time do we have?
I didn't intend to bring it up.
I know.
Are you talking about his heart?
How much time, Chess?
My predictions become increasingly less accurate the closer we get to the end. But based on the regularly decreasing efficiency of the axial flow rotor...
How long?
About 2 days.
2 days?
Colleague!
2 days before his heart stops?
We need to get you to the clinic right now!
Negative. If I go to the clinic, they may not let me continue my work. Besides, there's nothing they can do, Reyna. My heart needs a part that does not exist inside the valley, nor can it be fabricated here. It's a straightforward tragedy, really.
Oh, Chess.
Chesterton was calm about the situation, but no one else was. Olympus Dale had accepted a lot of changes over the last month, but watching a kid die through no fault of his own was not going to be one of them. At that moment, both of the Dr. Gomez's and a team of Army engineers were attempting to build a life support system. If they couldn't fix Chesterton's heart, maybe they could keep him alive another way.
We're making progress, friends. This could give him a little more time, but cardiopulmonary bypass wasn't intended to be used for more than a few hours.
Hector, we have to make this work. This is our daughter's friend. They are all too young for this.
I know, Anna.
And across town, in Bet and Annie's garage, another desperate project was underway.
Bet, honey, maybe we should be with Chess right now.
That won't save him, Annie. This will.
Wolf's a good man, Bet. If there was a way, I think he'd let us know.
Good or bad, he's a trench monkey following orders, which means nobody's gonna get out of this town. Crank that jack a bit more. I need to reinforce them struts. This old station wagon wasn't meant to hold an 800-pound battering ram.
But what if it just gets sliced off like your arm, honey?
Then I'll have about 1 second to flip that detonator switch. You'll drive like perdition through the hole I make in that energy field.
Guys, we can't just sit around in the basement anymore. We have to do something to help Chess.
What can we do?
Let's go back to the Rainbow Gate and find a way through.
Perhaps we should trust the adults for a change. Maybe try obeying them. Wait, I never thought I'd say that. What's the matter with me?
Exactly! Chess, stop listening to that horrible bent man scream! We need a plan!
The house is under guard, Reyna. We can't leave. What if we try working on one of the other puzzles? You said he's building a giant electromagnet?
An electromagnetic coil gun.
And it's big, right? So we wouldn't carry it around?
It's as big as a truck. It's a cannon.
Right. Okay, so what would he shoot with it?
I don't know! I don't even know what the projectile would be.
Well, let's hypothesize. Oh, nice one, right in the face.
Tally-ho, a sudden pillow-in-the-face maneuver.
Niels, you can't help if you don't know what you're talking about. The projectile is what it shoots. A coil gun like that would shoot a big ball, like a bowling ball, only metal.
In fact, your ignorance is making matters worse, as usual, jock boy.
Shut up, Skinny. You've been annoying everyone since you were MIA at the car lot when we could have caught the bent man.
Is that so? Well, maybe everyone's tired of taking orders from the despotic empress. How about you?
Oh! Despotic empress, am I? Take this!
I should warn you guys, I was trained in pillow fighting by Valkyrie Smith.
Take this, you fiend! Illegal maneuver!
Take that!
Chess, tag team!
If you insist.
You're so dead.
You idiot, take that!
Haha, miss.
Ow! Bonzi!
Bonzi?
Bonzi, where did you come from?
Probably from out of that large opening in the wall.
A secret door. Bonzi, where do those stairs lead?
Hey, what's going on down there?
Nothing.
Bonzi, are you down there?
Yes, Mother dear. Everything is under control.
Okay, well, Credence and I are going, for a quick walk. Culpepper's up here if you need anything.
Sounds great, Mom.
Thanks, Mrs. S. We'll just get back to our perfectly normal activities.
Bonzi, how long have you known about this?
Long enough. Now let me guess. The 1952s plus my dumb brother are finally out of ideas. Your adventures have screeched to a halt. Perhaps the answers you seek are in the basement under the basement.